Well, for me, I mean, I was on the school board from 91 to 97, and toward the end of my tenure, he came to me wanting to know why there were no books at one of the pre-K schools. And I said, well, Bill, there are books in all the elementary schools, and there's books in the middle schools and the high school. And he says, well, I know, but there's this pre-K school, Carver Early Learning Center, where his daughter taught. And he said, I think we should have a library there. And so, you know, when Bill asks you to do something, you just kind of got on board. And so before you knew it, we had a library there, and he had everybody writing checks and installing bookshelves, and that library to this day is one of the best libraries in the district. And that, you know, that's just one example. Anytime Bill called you, you knew you needed to bring your checkbook, but you knew that he was calling you for a higher purpose. I really think Bill Irwin, God put him here not just to do amazing things in the community, but to inspire others to do what he's done. And I think there's just a whole lot of people, and I am one of those who feels like he led us to serve. There's a quote by George Bernard Shaw that I used when I introduced him one time, in fact, that says, I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. And that was Bill.
Tell me about the friends of Bill.
Well, he would just organize a breakfast somewhere, and they were, you know, it might be at the Hilton, it might be out at A&M, where they had the big 12th man thing at the stadium. But you just get an invitation, and then he'd call to remind you to be there. And sometimes you'd have the privilege of picking him up. He'd say, well, can you pick me up for his event? And you'd go, and you'd just you'd have breakfast, or you'd have lunch, or you'd have whatever. But you knew that there was going to be a request or a message at the event. And it was always about, again, something else he felt called to do for the community. But sometimes he would just call us, even after he was in assisted living over at the St. Joseph Manor. He would call some of us to come have breakfast with him there. And then even after he lost his leg, had his leg amputated several years ago, you know, that didn't stop him either. You know, he'd still call a few of us just to come over and just to tell. And this is the other thing, is he would spend a lot of time in conversation wanting to know what was important to us. And he would ask, like I was working on the project for the Twin City Mission, and he'd want me to tell him all about it. And another time working on the Crestview project, which is almost finished, and he was living there, in fact, the last couple of years. But he'd always want to know, tell me about Crestview. Tell me about the mission. And you knew he genuinely cared about what we were involved in. The truth is, Bill, is that we're involved in things, I think, because he taught us how to do that. I mean, he just taught us how to be servants, and he was the best.
I'm just reflecting because you lent your support recently to a local cause, and here you are talking about someone who may be at the top of that list.
Well, there's nobody, you know, Bill Irwin was at the top of the list. And all the rest of us were several rungs below. I mean, we weren't even close. But I'm sincere when I say sure gonna miss him.
No doubt.
I just think he grew us to be better. He really did, and I think God put him there for us. And if we can do half of what Bill Irwin did for others, that'd be a strong testimony.
Particularly, this is a type of person that you don't see anymore who will spend their adult life in one place and not only spend their adult life raising a family and so forth, but be in the same position his entire professional career, and then to be able to do the things in addition to his professional career.
Exactly. I mean, you nailed it. You've obviously talked to some others already, but because you know, when Bill got up, he's one of those people, when he woke up in the morning, you know, he was thinking about what he could do to serve mankind, what he could do to make a difference for someone else or for an organization, certainly for the community. You know, I know he was a great employee. I remember when he was working with GTE, and I know he was one of their best because they allowed him to be involved in community things, and GTE got some credit for it, you know. But I can promise you he didn't wake up every morning thinking about his job with GTE. He woke up thinking about what's the next most important thing that can be done in this community. And, oh, my gosh, the Bryan Education Foundation, it came about as a result of that library at the Carver Early Learning Center, because we were asking for donations, and there was no 501c3 that qualified people to take a tax write-off. And so we said, well, you know, we need to have an education foundation so that people can give money to the Bryan ISD Education Foundation and then get the write-off and then think what that foundation can do. And so that was 97, 98. And I'll tell you, Bill, that in the last 15 years, that education foundation has probably raised close to $1 million and given away so many teacher grants and awards and scholarships and met needs that school budgets can't meet. And he was the guy. I mean, he allowed me to be a charter member of that foundation because he got all stirred up about the need. And so, and there's no telling how many organizations can point to their development from Bill Irwin, their origin from Bill Irwin. And if you talk to enough people, you're going to hear a lot of stories like this. So,
well, and Mrs. Irwin was kind enough to send me some biographical information and just the things that he had his hands on in mm-hmm. one way or another. I mean, it's pages.
Oh, yeah, and if you start mentioning those to me, I'll have more story. Because, you know, I got to participate and was honored to do so. And never, you know, Bill was calling people long before there was caller ID. I always say that if I call somebody, they see my name on caller ID and they don't pick up. But Bill, you know, you'd pick up, and as soon as he, you know, said, "This is Bill Irwin," you knew you were going to get involved. So, anyway, special, special man.